So, Rowena Blair work at Murray House in Edinburgh, and Chris's wife working at Roe High School. Basically, are here to talk about a research project that we've been working on called Escape Scotland. Always have to watch how I say that. So, Escape Scotland, it gives the wrong impression. Escape, standing for, and I always write up my hand in case I forget, E-Solutions for Creative Assessment in Portfolio Environments. To explain. We've been using, there's a big kind of background to the project, and there's not time to talk about it just now, so if you're interested, do ask later. But we've ended up using these netbooks, which we went for FizzBooks, and we're trying to use them to support design technology activity in the classroom, and they can be used in other things that are going on around the school, and in fact they are being used currently in geography, music, dance and so on. Basically, Krisha teaches design technology, and we've been working with Roe High. We've also worked with St Ninian's and a couple of primary schools, and we within design technology, there's this kind of age-old problem. I don't know if there's any other design technologists here, but when you're teaching, kids tend to, when they're designing something, tend to come up with a fantastic idea straight away, and then are quite reluctant to develop that idea, and they really just want to get straight into the workshop and make their fab idea. What we need to try and do as teachers is encourage them to develop their ideas and think of other possibilities, and within the design portfolio, we need to try and capture all that kind of development. And it's usually kids will produce their model and then go back and look at their portfolio and make up lots of stuff to make it look really good because they think it's going to get a good mark. They're going to put in all these initial ideas which they didn't actually have initially and make up bits of development that they didn't actually do. So what we've been trying to do using this device is basically kind of give kids prompts. We author a piece of software and we try and encourage them to be really reflective and capture what's going on in the classroom as it's going on. So we take them through stages whereby they might be sketching out an idea and then we're able to use a device for because you can sketch on the actual screen there, it will then appear on their neighbour's device, and then their neighbour can annotate the idea and make suggestions for improvement, and then it comes back to your device again. You can see what other people have suggested, and then you're encouraged to think about their thoughts and record, and you can use lots of different modes of recording. So we use audio, video, text, mind mapping, sketching and so on, so you can really kind of allow for different types of learning. And is that enough? I'll give up. I'll pass on to Chris. You can talk about how it's been going actually in Royal High.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm Krisha. I'm a design and technology teacher at the Royal High School. Nice to see so many people here. It's wonderful. These are the kids that I saw not that long ago today. They're all moving on to a new project now. And they're in third year and doing craft and design with me. I set them a brief, as you might have guessed by the pictures, to design and make a clock. And we used the FizzBooks in the designing stages, and the kids took photos and wee videos, and they recorded audio of themselves talking. So rather than this traditional paper-based folio, it was a much richer experience, much richer material that they produced. But what I really want to talk to you about is we then went into the workshop, and this is the photos that I've put up for you to see. And the FizzBooks came with us. And you all know techie department workshops are dusty places, to say the least, full of saws and noise and hammers and things falling and stuff. And these wee FizzBooks that's getting passed around, really robust little machines to have there. And they sat on the workbenches next to the pupils as they were producing and manufacturing their clocks. But what really got me as a teacher and watching these guys do it and sort of working with them was that kids make stuff and they get really involved in a practical activity, really, really involved. You give them a saw and all they think about is they're then cutting that little bit of wood that they've got, and they forget all about the designing and the making and the thinking. And although my examples about sawing wood I think it's very true for lots of practical hands-on activities. And having a tool there, because I'm used to lots of tools, so I call this BizBook a tool, having a tool that we could wedge right into that practical experience and get the kids to start reflecting upon what they were doing there and then was invaluable. It was a wonderful thing to see. And if I was to, that's the only thing I'd like to share with you, because it's 7 minutes, there's so much I could talk about. But seeing the kids reflect and improve and start to think about what they were doing when they were doing it. The FizzBooks are going away. This is a pilot project for us. It's Edinburgh Uni that have worked with us. And I'm definitely going to hope, I hope that from this experience, I'm going to be able to, you know, get wee audio recorders in or wee digital cameras in. But the difference between this FizzBook and the Escape software that has been developed is it's all very automatic. It cuts out all the middleman stages. The kid takes a photograph, it goes into their wee portfolio. 1 minute. Oh, thank you. It goes into their portfolio instantly. They don't need to then stick a memory stick into a computer and upload it to their blog or anything. And that was, immediacy of it was invaluable. Disadvantages, there's so many disadvantages. It's a pilot project, and there's a lot of work in my point of view to actually sort of get it going. Quite a lot of technical issues. It wasn't perfect, and the software is at quite an early stage. It definitely needs a bit of development, but there you go. I'd love if anyone would like to either chat to me. I can log in and show you the portfolios that the kids made. It's very interesting stuff. Thank you very much.